an NBAA member is appointed to a North Carolina aviation task force.
I view this task force as my conduit to be able to get to the key decision makers within state government.
From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. Ashley Smith is the incoming chairman of the NBAA Domestic Operations Committee. He's also president of two companies based in North Carolina. Jet Logistics Incorporated is a Part 135 operator flying medical missions. Jet Logistics Technical Services is a Part 145 operation providing MRO services. But for the next year, Smith has yet another mission. He's been appointed by Governor Pat McCrory to be a member of the new North Carolina Aviation Development Task Force.
My hope is that what we discuss in these meetings with this task force will end up on the governor's desk and eventually become policy or law or whatever needs to happen so that we do the things we need to do to grow the industry within the state and create more jobs and bring more revenue to the state.
Of the 18 task force members, at least five are airport executives. Eight are business operators. But Smith is the only member who flies for a living. As an operator, he has a few things he wants the task force to accomplish.
Number one is some state regulatory hurdles to me that are contrary to business development. For example, we're in the air medical business, but we don't provide medical care. We don't have a license by the state to do that. So we're what's known in the industry as a vendor. So we provide the aircraft and the flight crews to people who do provide medical care. We would like to expand that at some point in the future and have our own medical teams and actually provide the medical transportation. But I can't do that within the state of North Carolina because of the way the laws are written.
On a broader note, Smith says North Carolina's workman's comp regulations are an impediment to getting the job done.
I've got aircraft based all over the country, so I'm having to pay workers' comp in a lot of different states around the United States. We get hammered in North Carolina way worse than we do in a lot of the other states that we operate in. And that's something that people ought to think about when they're looking for a place to hire employees and create bases. And if we want to make jobs to the state, we got to make it at least a level playing field with other states within the United States. Somebody needs to justify to me, why does it cost so much more to have workers' comp insurance in North Carolina than it does in a different state? It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
And when it comes to economic development, Smith hopes to lobby for putting local companies first, to put forth the effort and incentives offered to out-of-state companies searching for a new headquarters. For all that, Smith says he's just happy to have his say.
I give a lot of credit to the governor and his administration for putting this together and giving us the opportunity to at least say our piece and make a case for what we need to grow our business and bring more jobs to North Carolina.
Already, aviation is a $25 billion business in North Carolina, employing more than 100,000 people. Smith hopes he can help guide the Tar Heel State's efforts to improve on that already impressive economic force. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
Each week on the Airplane Geeks podcast, we'll inform and entertain you with coverage of current aviation topics from around the world. Listen to us at airplanegeeks.com, where we talk aviation.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. How valuable is an angle of attack indicator to the way you fly? Well, the FAA says it's very important and in a recent info bulletin called for their inclusion in the cockpit panels of general aviation aircraft. FAA says that would be an important step in reducing fatal accidents that are the result of aerodynamic stalls. NBAA Vice President Doug Carr applauds the info bulletin, saying the more information pilots have at their disposal, the better decisions they can make in flight. The IRS promises it will step up audits that look for improperly classified workers, in other words, employees who really should be labeled independent contractors. There is a lot at stake. The government figures improper employee classification costs taxpayers about $4 billion a year. NBAA has a publication that can help. It's called NBAA Best Practices for Utilizing Independent Contractors. You'll find more on the website. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.